go through your stock pick this evening.
Well, no surprises for guessing what this one is, Alicia.
I'm going with
Afrimat again. Yep. You know, the iron ore prices are staying remarkably high. And, I mean, we're looking at Tianjin around about $126 a ton. These guys are mining at around about $30 a ton. No brainer. And the other side of the equation, you know, the other parts of the business are also doing reasonably well. If you get an infrastructure boom in South Africa, these guys will really take off. And okay. I don't think the share price is reflecting that.
Okay, so Chris, holding on to Afrimat, let's get into yours, Gary. Of course, you've given us a bit of a teaser, so let's get into it.
Most of the show, I've been telling you how excited we are about emerging markets in Africa and what they can potentially do. And it's, so it's actually, Chris has already talked about the stock and he's given you the more negative case around it. So I'm going to pick MTN today. And I think if you have a look at the company, I agree with Chris, Nigeria is a danger zone for it. Obviously, with a listing in Nigeria, I think a lot of that risk has been removed to an extent, just that we're going to get another large fine or regulatory issues as kind of more of the Nigerian public takes a stake. If you look at, the idea that, you know, no yielding environment, you know, MTN has an incredibly diverse exposure to general African and emerging markets. Difficult territories, absolutely, but that's really where the opportunity for us is. If you can operate and you have experience operating in kind of those frontier geographies, I think with a slight change in the narrative internationally, the stock prices can be can change significantly. Now, you look at it, JP Morgan recently came out with their, bullish calls on South Africa, if you want to call it. MTN was one of their top picks. We can see from the foreign inflows report recently, so the last month, MTN was in the top four stocks that have been gaining traction from international investors as well. So you're seeing buying coming in, and it's no surprise. So you don't need to take my word for it. You just need to go and look at the institutional targets that the big banks have on it. You've got HSBC. Okay, they've got a target of about 75, a little bit higher than here. Absa, Neil Fent has got a target of 105. You've got Investec Bank also with a buy target of 95. Nedbank Capital out of the target of 79. So these targets are high, a lot higher when the stock is trading at the moment, which is around, I think it's around 66 rand a share at the moment. If you're a technical analyst as well, I mean, you just need to go and have a look at that chart. Surely that looks like a cup and handle to you, which means it's a buy. So I would say going higher from here with a target price of at least about 85.
Okay.
My call today.
Well, differing views, that's what makes a market. And unfortunately, I'm not sure what happened on the screen there. But gentlemen, let's leave it on that note. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, independent analyst Chris Gilmore and Gary Boyson from Rand Swiss as well. Julieta will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening.